Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Wendy's Big Show, and it's the 5 o'clock hour. That means it's time for Great Lakes Dragaway Pick-A-Lane, where we reset the big topics discussed on today's big show and give you the final say on them. Right lane, we got the Packers schedule. How do you feel about it? Center lane, are you glad the Brewers are 500 at this point? And the return lane, if you were Jason Kidd, what would you do differently for Game 3, 799-1250? Or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. We're going to hear from Thon Maker this hour coming up at 5:35. That young man, very excited to be in the playoffs in his rookie year in the NBA. And you'll hear all about it coming up at 5:35.
Dude, meanwhile, it's a great interview.
If you know which lane it is you want to jump on in, go ahead. Dial us up at 799-1250 or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. So here's the Packers schedule. I'll try and go through it as slowly as I can so you and your car there can comprehend it. Week 1, they will host the Seattle Seahawks, 3:25 kickoff. Week 2, they are at the Falcons to open their new stadium on Sunday Night Football, if it's ready. Sparky's read a report today saying the stadium may not be ready for the open of the season. Week 3, they host the Bengals, 3:25 kickoff. Week 4, they host the Bears on Thursday Night Football. Week 5, Packers are at the Cowboys, 3:25 kickoff. They are at the Vikings for Week 6 with a noon kickoff, also a noon kickoff for Week 7 when they host the Saints. Week 8, they get the bye week every team in the league wants. Week 9, the Packers are hosting the Lions on Monday Night Football. Week 10, Packers are at the Bears, noon kickoff, also a noon kickoff when they host the Ravens the following week. Week 11. Week 12, Packers are at the Steelers for Sunday Night Football. Week 13, the Packers will host the Buccaneers, noon kickoff. Week 14, also a noon kickoff when they host the Cleveland Browns. They are at the Panthers for a noon kickoff in Week 15. Week 16, Packers host the Vikings for a Saturday game, day before Christmas Eve. And then New Year's Eve, Packers close out the season in Detroit for a noon kickoff. Sparky, your thoughts?
I love the fact that we don't have three road games again in a row. Very happy. The two road games you have are Cleveland and Carolina. Not the end of the world stuff there. I am also thankful of the fact that the bye week is smack dab in the middle of the season, Halloween weekend. Big fan of having a bye on Halloween weekend. I mean, all the parents love that, having their kids and everything else. You know, I sit there and plan your day around watching the Packer football game on Halloween. So that obviously is a good thing. It's a good thing from team rest and everything else, better than, you know, week four or something goofy earlier in the season. So I like that too. I think considering the opponents that you have and how this could have been stacked, this is the best case scenario for the Packers. I think if you're the Green Bay Packers, outside of maybe three or four at home in September, from a fan standpoint, you love it. More games in warm weather. But from a team standpoint, I think if they had their druthers, they'd probably rather play three or four in December at home than in September. Outside of that, I think you have to be ecstatic. I think if you're the Green Bay Packers organization, by how this whole thing lays out. Now, of course, there could be a surprise team or two. You never know. But I think this is a very, very favorable schedule for the Packers to win another division.
You don't want to do win loss today, because I already did it.
No,
okay.
I would never do win loss at this point. We haven't had the draft yet.
Yeah, so what, dude?
We haven't had the draft. They haven't traded for Richard Sherman yet. We don't know what's going to happen.
Since when are you reasonable?
What?
Since when are you reasonable?
I have been for years on this. As Leroy, we've talked about
I mean, just in general. Since when are you reasonable and not getting excited over things that you shouldn't necessarily be getting excited about?
The NFL is too unpredictable, man. We've talked about this before. It's not like the NBA where you can pretty much have a... In the NBA, you pretty much know who the teams are going to be at the beginning of the year. Like, you know, going to Golden State, you're going to lose probably, right? You know Golden State coming here, probably going to be a loss. Now, every year, obviously, that doesn't always play out that way, but you know who the dominant teams are going to be. National Football League, I mean, outside of New England, Dallas, Pittsburgh, maybe. I mean,
Green Bay.
I mean, there's not a lot of teams that you can for certain say how good they're going to be. It's kind of a coin flip, and you see what happens. People thought Arizona was going to be better than they were last year. They were garbage. I mean, nobody saw that coming from the Cardinals. Carolina, they're coming off their Super Bowl run. They go in the tank last year. Don't know what they're going to look like this year. So it's just, it's very, very unpredictable, I think, in the National Football League to try and do this. But I understand the fans get down with it and do it, so we can obviously do it. I'd rather wait till Gary gets back on Monday.
I already did it in my head, but I'll wait for Gary to get back. That's the right lane, though. What do you think about the Packers' upcoming schedule? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Moving to the center lane, Brewers come back from a 6-3 road trip. Sparky and sit at 500 on the season. That is not good enough for some fans, though.
No, and I don't understand why. I mean, I really don't get this. At the beginning of the season, most of you thought this team was going to be under 500, right? That's where most of you were. Some of you thought they were going to be 500. And then you look at the start of the season, you go 2-5 in the first seven, included playing the Cubs at home. Then you have to go on a super long road trip where you really didn't have any chance to breathe at all. It wasn't like you had a lot of days off to separate everything. And here you sit after two games you should have won against the Cubs. You blew. Even having blown those two games at the end of that series against the Cubs, you're at 500. I don't know how you can look at this and say, oh, man, they should be way better than this. VR hasn't hit. Broxton hasn't hit. Guerra's hurt. Davis has been horrible. Those four guys are four guys you looked at and said they're going to be the reasons why they might win 75 games. None of them have contributed to this point. Instead, you've got maybe not Mini. He's a big dude. But you got Babe Ruth Jr. over there and Thames going off.
Easy.
Travis Shaw tends to be the guy here as of late. He's coming around nicely. His minor league numbers say he should hit well. Then you have Willie Peralta pitching like it's 2014. Jimmy Nelson looks to be better. Chase Anderson, I don't know how long this is going to last, but he's pitching good. So you've got surprises to go along with disappointments. As a Brewer fan, this is a fun, fun team to watch right now.
Yeah, I don't know how people can't be satisfied.
To be mad at whatever, there's just no reason to be.
I understand getting mad while it's happening. As they blew, a 4-run lead 2 nights ago and a 3-run lead yesterday?
But, Rami, first of all, it's April.
I know.
Second of all, you're not expected to win.
No.
If you're saying, okay, as a Cubs fan or as a Dodgers fan or as an Indians fan, teams that are supposed to compete for the thing, for the World Series this year, teams that are supposed to be in the playoffs, and you're 500, middle of the month, all right. Okay, fine. I get down with you being mad or upset or frustrated that you're not better than you are already. But again, we're not even out of the first month of the season. This season takes forever as it is. It's 6 months of game after game after game after game.
I can see sitting there watching the game and getting upset at what's transpiring as it happens and even that lingering for a little bit after the game is over. But today, I think you need to step back and look at the big picture.
Yes.
And go, man, if I looked at the first 2 weeks of the schedule before the season started and knowing what we expected from this Brewers team this season, I'd be ecstatic with 500.
Well, and now you come home and you have the Cardinals now. Again, no time to breathe.
Who aren't playing very well, though.
They just swept the Pirates.
I know, but before that, they weren't playing very well.
So now you get the Cardinals, who have had your number over the course of time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So now you go into this series and we see what happens. Are you buying the Cardinals being bad?
No, I never do.
So you're figuring they'll figure it out and be fine.
Yeah. They scare me still.
Oh, Lord.
But that's the center lane.
They don't have the talent to compete with the Cubs.
Are you good with the Brewers being 500? Are you satisfied with that at this point?
Why do I have to talk you up being a Cubs fan and me not?
Because you haven't lived the life I have as a Cubs fan, all right?
Well, you're right about that.
So that's the center lane. 799-1250.
Yeah, it must be so hard having that huge payroll by all these awesome players.
Yeah, but come on, seriously.
And constantly being disappointed by all of that until last year.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Well, so that's the center lane. Are you okay with the Brewers being 500? 799-1250. Or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Yeah. He turned off his mic that time. I didn't even do it. He shut himself off.
No, he shut me off.
He realized how stupid he sounded. He was like, you know what? Let me shut this thing down.
No, I was about to say something I shouldn't have said.
But moving to the return lane. Good. Way to exercise some self-control. Moving to the return lane. Sparky, the Bucks lose game two by 6 points. If you're Jason Kidd, you're sitting in that head coach's seat. What do you change to make up that 6-point differential in game three tonight?
I think, first of all, Teletovich can put street clothes on. I'm not playing Teletovich. That's not happening. I'm going to give Beasley a shot at this. And if that's not going, then I think I'm going to try Thonmaker, summon power forward, and let him play next to Greg Monroe at center. I want to see what that looks like. Paul Henning from Save Our Bucks tweeted at us pretty much everything I said on the air. But he added one other thing on top of what I said that he would change. And this goes off with Rami's thinking of playing a bunch of 6 foot four guys. And that is, what if they ran out at points during the game, a small ball lineup, and let Giannis play center? Let Giannis be the five. Okay. Now, again, Valanciunas cannot be in there. He's going to have problems with Valanciunas.
Yeah, but no, he's too big.
When Valanciunas isn't in there, to let Giannis be the five and go small. I don't know what that would look like, but they whoever's on the floor better be able to hit shots. I mean, if you're running out there, you know, with Brogdon and Dellavedova and Snell is your three and Middleton's your four and Giannis is your five, if that's what it is, then Brogdon, Dellavedova, Middleton, and Snell better be hitting three-point shots. If Giannis is going to be the guy down at the five, down in the post, then you're spreading the floor, and they have to hit threes, I think, for that to work. Or be able to drive and kick and then hit the three, one thing or the other. Because you're going to have opportunities, like you did last game, and you hit quite a few threes last game, you did fine, where it's going to be a lot of drive and kick opportunities for the Raptors and for the Bucks. And it may just come down to three-point shooting. It may be what it comes down to at the end of the night. And I have no faith in Teletovich at this point to do that.
I say whoever is the hot hand, just go with him. It might be Teletovich.
I agree with you. Snell should have played the last 5 minutes of the last game, and kid's not backing off of it.
Tonight, Snell could go ice cold, and Teletovich might be the guy hitting the shots. You know what I mean? So if you're Jason Kidd, get the feel for that in the first half. And if it is, say, Tony Snell, who's, what was he in game
four two? Four of six.
4 of 6 from three-point land. Don't keep him on the bench for the entire fourth quarter until there's 10 seconds left.
I don't think the five on the floor at the end of the game changes the entire series. I think it's Dellavedova, Brogdon, Middleton, Giannis, and Monroe or Thon. That might change. Those two, depending on what's going on. But I think Brogdon and Dellavedova are the backcourt in the last 4 or 5 minutes of every game in this series. I don't think he's changing his mind.
Okay.
Because it gives him another ball handler out there.
All right. I understand that.
I don't.
But in addition to that, you also have Dellavedova out there for the pick and roll game.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing that very well right now,
sure.
Especially with Giannis.
Yep.
So I understand that. You want to be able to create opportunities for Giannis. That's a large reason why you have Dellavedova out there. So that makes sense to me. But you have, in addition to those guys that you just named in the backcourt, Sparky, and in addition to Giannis and probably Greg Monroe, that fifth guy has to be whoever has the hot hand.
The fifth guy is Dellavedova. That's the fifth guy. Giannis is playing, Brogdon is playing, Middleton is playing. Then it's either Thon or Monroe, and then the other guy, as you put it, whether that's Snell or Dellavedova.
I understand you're saying that's what's going to happen.
Those
you're asking me what I would do differently.
But those are the only two options as far as that last five.
I'm finding a way to get the hot hand out there. Somehow, some way. I'm finding a way to get the hot hand out there. Whether it's Delly, whether it's Telly, whether it's Snelly, whoever it might be. If maybe it's Michael Beasley in this game, if he can see the court. Whoever the hot hand
no
is,
way he'll play him,
I got to find a way to have him in there when it matters.
Yeah, I hear you.
But we've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Right lane, taking a look at the Packers' schedule. How do you feel about it? Center lane, are you glad the Brewers are .500 at this point? And the return lane, if you were Jason Kidd, what would you do differently in Game 3? 799-1250 or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com is how you can pick a lane.
Q Club of Wisconsin, great place to catch all your favorite sports action with pool tables, shuffleboard, tornado foosball tables, electronic darts, ping pong, and more. Enjoy their award-winning fish fry on Wednesdays and Fridays. That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
With four different styles of fish piled high with all the
whoa,
extras.
Whoa, whoa, man.
Late night
whoa,
Friday happy
whoa.
Hour from
now,
10 p.m. until
then.
Dude, that was horrible, baby Tosh.
That was pretty bad,
I know,
bad,
I
dude.
Caught.
Dude, you don't stop and then start
I know,
start
but I was
again,
about to
man.
Cough, so I couldn't just be like, right on the radio.
That was brutal.
So just get out. Don't try to jump
just
back
stop
in.
Then.
Yeah,
and if you run out, just get out and just let him finish the deal.
Oh,
man.
I just wanted to join.
Man. Well, don't do it again. coming up on Saturday night, check out the latest over there called Clove, a new band. I don't know if it's a new band, but the band Clove will be over at Q Club of Wisconsin Saturday night. 90s to today's hits is what Clove plays. Check them out again. And all the other band listings at QClubOfWI.com. Also, make sure to plan to be at Q Club of Wisconsin next Thursday for the big show, followed up immediately by our special draft coverage. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, half mile south of I-94. Don't forget, draft show next Thursday night, Bill Michaels, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, and Paul Immig. Check them out at QClubOfWI.com, QClubOfWI.com. Or visit Q Club of Wisconsin on Facebook.
We'll hear from Thon Maker at 5:35. We'll hear from you in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane right after this in the Holtz Chevrolet studio. Duane's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. Tweet who you'd like to hear next week at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance at a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Their patio furniture on sale right now. Check them out at MasterZs.com. They'll be with us out at the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha, giving away memorabilia, autographed items. That's next Thursday as we're out there for wall-to-wall draft coverage next Thursday night. We're going to hear from Thon Maker in just a few minutes. Right now, resetting the big topics discussed on today's big show, giving you the final say. Right lane, what do you think about the Packers' schedule, which has already been leaked this afternoon? Center lane, are you glad the Brewers are just .500 at this point? And the return lane, if you were Jason Kidd, what would you do differently in Game 3? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Real quick, Baby Tosh, you have an update on the voting for Throwback Thursday? Last time you said that DMX had a sizable lead. Has it been closed at all?
No, it has not. It has stayed consistent with their lead.
So it'll probably be DMX next week, right?
Sadly.
What do you mean, sadly?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to hearing the girls sing.
DMX is a guy. It's one guy.
I thought Leroy said they were a bunch of girls.
No, that's SVW or something.
To me, out of all the rap groups that we could have went with, DMX is just like one of the lowest.
You don't like DMX, man?
No, I really don't. I mean, DMC is a little different.
You kids today, you just don't get it.
Run DMC?
Yeah, if we were going to
do something. Yeah, I've heard of them.
If we were going to do something, you go Run DMC.
Rev Run Supper, that was a good
Dr.
reality
Dre.
Show.
You realize Sparky bases all his... Yeah. Musical choices of the guys who have reality shows now.
Yeah, I picked that up.
He knows that, yeah.
That's how New Kids on the Block got nominated.
Yes, that's true.
Mm. He nominated Vanilla Ice for his Amish show.
Can we please get somebody to open a Wahlburgers? Please. I don't care where you open it. You can open it in Oak Creek.
What do we need Wahlburgers for? Dude, we got Wendy's.
Dude, A-Bomb just went there. You're right. But it's different than Wendy's. They're totally different. They're totally different deals. If you watch the show, they're totally different deals. Wendy's and them are totally different deals.
I tried to get Tim to go to the Wahlburgers in Vegas. He was just not having it.
A-Bomb, our old intern, went there and brought me back a shirt, brought back Kay a shirt. He said it was awesome.
What
he
is
said,
so
when
special
you go to
about
Vegas,
Wahlburgers?
Dude, it's just different. I mean, if you... Again, you're not gonna
What's
so
special about Mark Wahlberg? Everything.
Well, there you go. And Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah.
I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah. You know, they're doing a show in Chicago. It's Paula Abdul, New Kids... And
oh,
Boyz II Men. Yeah.
That'd be decent.
Trying to go.
No, it wouldn't.
Trying to go. No. I love Boyz II Men. That's
Boyz II Men is great.
Love Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
That's why I want to go. And meet Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah.
What is with you and these Wahlbergs, dude?
Dude, like the Wahlbergs, man. They're funny. I would really love to meet their mom, Alma.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, you
on
and
that
Peter
show.
Fagan both.
Yes,
meet
he likes Alma too.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a big Alma fan. Right. And I've already begged him about opening up one by the arena, but that's not going anywhere. He said he wanted local places, so that's fine. Somebody around here. Dude, all the new places we've got going up. I mean, think about this. The other thing I have another... Well.
I'll go ahead.
I just have a lot of food questions. I don't understand a lot of things. I brought this up to Bill Michaels the other day on his show. Because Bill's into food and all the good places to go and all this. Can somebody tell me why you can't have an Italian beef place in a mall? I mean, I brought this up to you before, Rami.
Yes.
Brought it up on the show, I think, last week.
Did I?
Here and we
yes.
Well, it's still bothering me. Just, I don't understand. You have every other food option there at a mall, any mall. I'm not saying just Wisconsin malls. I'm saying in general.
Why are you spending so much time at the mall that you need?
It's good exercise. I walk there.
Oh, my God. He's an old white man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've got Jackson.
Do you go and walk before the mall opens?
I try to wait till 10, but sometimes
you put on
early.
Ankle weights and carry like 2-pound dumbbells.
Nobody does that at the mall, dude. That's
yeah,
not
they
true.
Do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I'm there in the morning.
No.
No, I'm
Sparky,
there in the morning. That's not happening.
I used to work at a mall.
Well, I tell you, I'm there in the morning.
And I'm telling you.
There's not happening.
I'm telling you, whenever I would open the first people through those doors, sometimes before stores even open, because they open
the stores open.
Yeah,
right.
There's people there before 10 o'clock, before the stores open,
yeah.
Walking around. But I'm telling you, I've never seen anybody with dumbbells walking around any of these malls
I've
in this
seen
area.
It. I've seen
now, maybe
it.
In Illinois, that's a thing.
No, it was in Wisconsin.
Oh, when I don't know.
People do weird things in
I worked
Illinois,
at Record
so
Town in the
that.
Easttown Mall up in Madison.
Oh, okay, well, I don't go to Madison's mall, so
okay.
Maybe up in Madison.
And I'm telling you, there are some serious mall walkers out there.
I tend to do Southridge, Mayfair, and Brookfield Square. Those
Mayfair's a good walk.
Those are the three malls I tend to walk and go in and out of stores and whatever.
They got
else.
Walking shoes on. They have their matching sweatsuit.
They
ankle
got their
weights,
Walkman with them.
Dumbbells,
yeah.
Walkman.
Don't see any of that.
Headband.
Nope.
They are
that.
Serious about their mall walking,
I don't
dude. They
any,
do not play.
Don't see any of that at any of the three malls.
You wear a headband when you work out, Rami?
No.
Come on now.
No,
don't
I don't.
Lie to us.
No, when I if I'm playing a sport, then I'll wear a headband just to keep the hair out of my eyes.
Or if he's racing to lose.
And again,
you lost. Ziggy tweeted out a still shot of how badly you lost.
Yeah, that was doctored.
Lost significantly.
That was the only thing about
like
that
I
photo
said, wasn't even.
The only thing about that photo that wasn't doctored was he falling.
Well, maybe, and I'm not going to sit here and debate that I fell, but you should just own up to the fact that you got beat.
Yeah,
handily.
You got beat handily.
But I was the better looking one, and I didn't fall.
I wouldn't agree with that.
And crack a rib. Man, I was looking slick that day. I had the long socks. I had my real cool gym shoes on. I had my headband that said Primetime, my finest t-shirt.
Did you wear that to high school and your mom, like when you walked out, said, "Rami, you look really good today"?
No.
Is that what gave you false confidence?
No. I looked in the mirror and I said, "Rami, you look really good today." That's what happened.
Yeah, Rami would have gotten picked on if I would have been to his high school.
No, he wouldn't. Rami was homecoming king runner-up. Rami was one of the cool kids.
I still
kids.
Don't understand.
Runner-up.
Do you have any idea? And were you big Rami back then?
Yes.
Do you have any idea of how ugly that high school must have been?
What do you mean?
How in the world could you possibly have been runner up? I mean, were
it's
like
not a,
you.
It's not
were
a
you
beauty like, pageant, dude. It's like, a popularity contest.
Were you like class clown?
And I was very well liked.
Were you class clown?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay, so you made people laugh. So they.
Yeah, see, that was me too.
That makes sense then.
Yeah. Okay. And I told you, we used to walk around.
It wasn't a looks thing then.
We used to walk around at the football games and we'd get those paper crowns from the fast food establishment.
Yeah.
And I would wear those and these big gold sunglasses.
Yeah.
And a cape.
He was that
what
guy.
Was the name of your team?
The Palatine Pirates.
That's not a pirate.
Because I was running for homecoming king, dude.
Weird.
So we'd walk around with big poster
hold
boards
on, dude. Hold on.
That said Robbie for homecoming
totally
king.
Yes. Would have made you did fun not of you. Campaign yeah. yourself yes, to I be did. Homecoming king.
I didn't do
we
it.
Totally
oh, dude,
have
I
made
have
fun
just
of him.
Roasted you
I,
yeah.
I didn't do it.
All day.
I didn't do it. I wore the crown, the sunglasses, and the cape, and my boys walked around with the sign behind me that said Robbie for homecoming king.
I'm going to turn my own mic off because I'm going to make fun of you so bad right now. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I just hijacked this, but...
It's horrible.
Well, we got to hear it from Thoughtmakers. Sparky, tell the people about Sight and Sound Solutions before we do that, though.
262-510-2725. 262-510-2725. That is the number. I will tell you again in just a matter of moments of why you're going to need that number. $99 a month. 2-year contract. That's what you're going to sign when you call up Sight and Sound Solutions. You get... DirecTV, and get the choice package, obviously. You get the DVR, 1,000 hours of recording time. You also get 5 shows recorded at once. You get the choice package, which includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. You get AT&T home phone, AT&T internet, next day installation of your DirecTV in most situations, unless, like, you know, there's horrible weather outside or something. But normally, next day installation for your DirecTV. And the NFL Sunday ticket for free this upcoming football season. That's right, NFL Sunday ticket for free. Plus, I'm not done, you get either a $100 Visa gift card or a free TV. $100 Visa gift card or a free TV. It's up to you. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today. Talk to Alan. Best customer service you're going to find. 262-510-2725. 262-510-2725. Get out of the ancient times of cable and move into the present with DirecTV and AT&T.
If you missed Sparky's discussion with Thon Maker on last night's Sparky's Bucks Weekly, it's coming up next
Thon
right here
so good.
On the Wendy's Big Show. Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show with Rush. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 105.7FM, the fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance at a $25 gift certificate to MasterZ's. That's your artist at 105.7FM, the fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. $25 gift certificate to MasterZ's on the line. It looks like it will be DMX as your winner next week, but that shouldn't stop you from voting because every vote, whether it wins, loses, or not, and enters you to win that gift certificate to Master Z's. Weekend forecast calls for partly sunny weather and cool temps, But with grilling season underway, if you're tailgating at Miller Park or just firing up the grill on your back patio, make sure the food you're enjoying is only the best in quality meats from Roberts Specialty Meats. Your pregame tailgate at the ballpark is guaranteed to attract new friends when you're serving up Roberts ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce. I have some of those out defrosting right now. That's what's for dinner tonight. They also have delicious chicken skewers and barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry flavors, or beef and bacon skewers, all easy to heat up in just minutes. You know we love our brats on the grill, and Roberts has over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT to reserve your order, and when you visit, make sure you pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. And check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more info and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Sparky had Thon Maker on Sparky's Bucks Weekly last night. Started things off by asking him, how's your first playoff experience there, Rook?
Totally different atmosphere, obviously, but you know, at the end of the day, it's basketball. It's just you have less mistakes to make, you know, in the playoffs because every possession is very crucial. And we saw that last night. It led to us losing by, you know, just six. And, you know, first quarter, we're down. We lost that quarter by three. And fourth quarter, we lost it by, I think, five.
Yep.
Or something.
Five.
So that, yeah. So it just shows you how much, you know, you got to value each possession. So each possession is very crucial in the playoffs.
How much of a factor would you say the crowd plays for the home team as far as what it did for Toronto energy-wise and what the fan base could do for you guys when you come home?
Oh, it's big. It's big. Because when they're cheering, when you're on the defensive end, your other players can't hear you making calls, certain calls, so throw you out of rhythm a little bit and forces you to be late sometimes. As a player, but it definitely plays a big part in the momentums, like in terms of runs. When teams go on runs, the fans continue to cheer you on, and you know, definitely gets you up as a team. So for us, it'll be very, very big in tomorrow night's game. You know, everybody gets up and we all get into it. You know, you all feel like a unit.
You know, the other thing that goes along with this, obviously, is the physicality of the series. I've heard so much over the course of time covering the NBA, how much more physical the NBA playoffs tend to be than what the regular season is. Do you think that holds true?
Yep, definitely. You definitely get away with a few more things in the playoffs, a lot more things, actually, in terms of the physicality, in terms of screens you set, you know, boxing out or, you know, just – being able to hit somebody as they were running by you. You know, there's a lot of things you get away with in the playoffs because they don't want to just hold the game and stop the game every time because, you know, they want to see everybody run and play. So it's a different change, different ball game comes the playoff time.
What's it like playing against Valanciunas inside?
You know, he's a big body, obviously, also much bigger than myself. You know, I got to do my job early. If I do my job and don't let him catch the ball, you know, my job is done and I don't have to play him one-on-one. But other than that, he's big. He's a strong guy. You just got to use my speed and quickness.
You know, when you talk about where you guys are at, everybody said coming into this series that, well, the playoff experience for the Toronto Raptors is going to be a huge, huge deal in this series, and that's what's going to work against the Bucks. But again, as a fan watching this, I don't see where it's really helped Toronto or really hurt you. Can you point to something where maybe that playoff experience may have helped them in a game situation?
I don't know. This game, like this whole series, it's set up well for either team. For us as a team, you know, it's a great matchup. If we come off, because they're a good team, and you know, they just had a period where they had some injuries and dropped some games, and that's why they're third seed. But they're a really good team also. So for us, you know, we just gotta, you know, treat each game separate from the previous. In saying that about the series, is a great series.
Talking with Thon Maker, Bucks starting center here on Sparky's Bucks Weekly on the Fan. We always talk about, you know, the playoff series, and it's a best of seven, first 1-4, and how crucial coaching can be in this series too. And I heard Sam Mitchell, former NBA head coach, talking earlier this morning about the fact of just how crazy it is from a scouting perspective and from a game prep standpoint, as far as everything you get from game to game and how really in-depth it gets versus just a regular season game against the same team.
Yeah. that's actually something that surprised me when we had our first practice here at home before we got on the road from Toronto, first game. We got so much film, books, a lot. It just goes into, you know, the prep. We did practice, walkthrough, more film, you know, separate film from the film you've been given already, individual film, team film.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot. There's a lot into it.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy. Okay, so I got some questions here on Twitter for you using the hashtag AskZion like we did the last time you were on. Some serious, some I think are funny just questions. Now, Bane tweets at the fan, who is the one player on this Bucks team that is helping you the most in your rookie season?
So far, I would say Jason Terry. With him, he's been the guy that's kind of echoing mostly what the coaches are saying, and also what he sees, you know, because he's been in the league the longest out of our teammates, out of my teammates, and he's still playing. So he's, you know, the one guy that's been really in my ear this whole year, basically telling me to do this or do that. If I'm messing up somewhere, and you know, he's always telling me where I can improve on, or you know, who can I look to see how they did it, and you know, how I can incorporate that into my game also.
JS uses the hashtag AskThon for Thon Maker. KG has come in and worked out with you. Who's the other former player you'd love to learn from?
Oh, man. Wow. I haven't really thought about that. But so far, KG has been really great with us, not just myself, me, Giannis, JP, Malcolm sometimes. Any of the guys, Chris also, that we were working out with him when he was down here. He just gave us a lot of knowledge and passed on a lot of energy, very contagious energy, and, you know, some stuff about footwork and shots and just the mindset of the game. He's the one guy so far, you know, we've been consistent with. If I were to pick somebody else, probably maybe Hakeem Olajuwon.
That would be
like
a good one. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm all for you working out with Hakeem Olajuwon. Hey, what about KG? How does that relationship work now once the season gets done? I mean, do you have plans with working out with him in the summer or no?
So far, we don't have anything planned out yet. But I don't know. I'll definitely speak with the team come the end of the year, and we'll definitely see if we can get something going.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I saw that on Twitter that GP Senior was at practice today. Who was he talking to? What was he there for? Just checking on his kid or what?
He was here for the game basically tomorrow. He's the one guy who's been keeping an eye on us all year also. He spoke with a few other guys like Tony, myself. I think Michael Beasley and some other guys that were, you know, talking to him after practice this morning. But I ran into him before in high school a year ago, and we were just talking about that, and he was sitting courtside at one of my games against his younger son, and we were just talking about that. But he's given some advices to some of us, me and Tony especially, this morning.
That's awesome, man. That guy was one of the best defensive players for sure. This is an interesting question, and he's kind of joking, but kind of serious, I think. Good old KS tweets at the fan, and he says, since Thon, and then TM, has the TM in his Twitter handle, can you please ask Thon if he'd like to be known as the trademark? Thanks.
Actually, I played with that when I first created my Twitter account, and that's why I added that to the end. But I don't know as a nickname how that would turn out. I would have to ask some other people who are really good with nicknames.
Well, it's better than what Jordan is suggesting. Jordan said, what are your thoughts on the nickname Thon Daddy?
Oh, No.
Thank you. Okay, see, it was better than Thon Daddy. I wasn't even going to ask that one until you brought it up, but I had to throw it out there at you. Let's see. Bill tweets at the fan, seeing how Giannis has grown, does that inspire you to get to the same place he is?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because he did it in such a short time period and just a lot of hard work into it. And I feel like I'm on the right path. If I just continue to work, continue to take care of my body, build my body, and, you know, the team trusted me. And so far, they brought me along slowly, and it's working out pretty well right now. So I just got to continue to do the same thing.
Have you talked yet about playing in the Summer League or not coming up this offseason?
No, I have not.
Huh. Vegas is a fun town, man. I'm just saying. I mean, even if you just go and hang out, it's still a fun town. Thon, hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on. Continued success. Always love talking to you. And just keep on doing what you're doing, man. Oh, I know. One more thing before I let you go. I almost forgot a question I wanted to ask you, and it's a serious question. Yeah. People have been bringing this up. Has there been any talk about you playing more of that stretch four role next to Greg Monroe in a game?
I don't know in the near future, but I know for sure there's a game we tried it, and I can't remember. It was like middle towards the end of the season, early, near All-Star break. And we tried it, and I can't remember. It went really well, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I like it. That'd be a nice little changeup for the Raptors. I'd like to see what they would do with that. Hey, Thon, man, thanks again. And like I said, continued success, and we'll be pulling for you tomorrow night.
Thank you. I just want to say to all our fans, you know, to come out tomorrow, support. You know, it will make a lot of difference. And, you know, we appreciate you guys. And, you know, we're going to play a hard South for you guys.
Here's Thon Maker with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on last night's Sparky's Bucks Weekly. How do you not like that kid, man?
I think he's my favorite Bucks player that I've ever interviewed.
Really?
I think so.
Ever?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
You didn't try to hug him through the phone or thank his mom for having him or anything?
I think I would he would be a great weekly guest, I think, at some point.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, if you missed any of it.
I think he's really good. Real humble dude. He's funny. I like him.
If you missed any of it, if you missed Gary Wolfel in the 2 o'clock hour of the show, if you missed our Wisconsin insider, John McNamara, or anything on today's big show, check out Fan On Demand at the newly designed 1057FMTheFan.com. That's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Next here on The Fan, it's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show with yours truly. Getting you ready for what?
Who's truly?
Me. Yours truly. Getting you ready for game 1 of 4 between the Brewers and the Cardinals.
Hate the Cardinals.
And then Sparky will be back tonight after game 3 with the Milwaukee Bucks pick and save post-game show. For Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Baby Tausch, intern Avery, intern Yoko.
Wear your shirt tonight at the stadium.
I'm Rami McLaughlin.
Wear your shirt.
Thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow from Skipper Bud's in Pewaukee starting at 2.
Wear your shirt.
Wear your shirts, everybody.
Wear it.
Don't make Sparky mad. I got to deal with him.
Wear it. Wear it!
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.